Hello, and welcome to our 547th episode of Contending at the Water Cooler podcast. I am Megan McLaughlin, co-founder of the Contending, joined by another co-founder of the Contending. Other co-founder, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
Oh yeah, and you can find me at Hey Dude Meg everywhere. We are missing our other M tonight. Clarence is not joining us, but is joining us in spirit somewhere. I think he's Clarence. He's with JoJo Siwa, or what other things have we made up for him?
Definitely not JoJo Siwa.
I made that up. But we miss him, and we will see him next week. But so tonight we're talking about the 2026 Emmys. I can't believe we're here. I was thinking about it on my walk tonight that, like, there are two seasons for me: Oscar season and Emmy season. It's not four seasons. It's not winter, spring, summer, fall. It's just Oscars and Emmys is how my mind works. I don't know if you feel that way too.
Yeah, there's a I feel like there's a we do, you know, we get all these pitches from all these like publicists that we speak to every year, and then I feel like as Oscar season is like coming to an end, they start trickling in just sort of like correspondence checking where we are. But then like the week after the Oscars are over, there's like a vibe switch, and then it's like end of March, April and May is just like an explosion of us trying to figure out what to write and all the interviews. And yeah, it's sort of a, it's, I, there really are only two.
Yeah. So we're going to jump in tonight and like kind of look at, you know, we're watching a lot of TV right now. I'm trying to like catch up on so many things, some things I don't like, some things I do like, and just kind of not only kind of taking guesses at what's going to be nominated, but also pushing for people to watch certain things. So that's kind of what we're talking about tonight.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah. So yeah, first let's, do you want to talk about, which one should we talk about first? Drama, comedy, or limited series?
Let's talk about, we're going to go through the branches. Let's just talk about,
Or should we talk about limited series since Love Story just ended? We could do a little bit of a...
Let's talk a little about Love Story. Actually, I want to ask you. So I reviewed the show for the site. I reviewed it when I had seen, I think, five episodes. And then I think you caught up and got a little bit ahead of me, and I just caught up and finished the show. Now, you think it started off strong, little bit of a sag in the middle, and then it ended strong? Not to put words in your mouth. Can you tell me your whole thoughts about the show?
Yeah, you know what? I really enjoyed the beginning of getting to know Carolyn and getting to know, kind of being dropped into the 90s, that vibe. You know, meeting Calvin Klein and having that in there. And I feel like the, you know, up until I'd say even the wedding, I feel like it's kind of this hodgepodge. There's a lot more going on. Whereas I feel like episodes maybe 5, 6, 7, and 8 are just about one thing. And that's, it's more of just the two of them. Mm-hmm. And it's just about like, oh, she doesn't like the spotlight and he is only lived with the spotlight. And I feel like it just becomes a little, I don't want to say one note, but it's just, it's like, okay, we get it. Like that last episode, I think it's the episode before, maybe it's two episodes before the last one. Maybe it must've been 7, where they're just kind of at dinner like the whole time. And it's like after a dinner party and they're fighting.
It's in their apartment. Like,
And I felt like, it's just kind of hitting on one thing where there had to be other problems in that relationship. I felt like it was just kind of just, I also at the same time, I'm like, we don't know what they were arguing about. And it felt, this is where the middle of it is what I was afraid of for the show, is where we kind of are filling in gaps that we don't know about. And so that's kind of, I felt like it dragged a little bit, and I kind of wanted to I guess I want to talk about the last episode because I do think that there's
Sure.
something they could have done more there. Obviously, you know, the like Carolyn, her sister Lauren, and John JFK Jr. perish in a plane crash in the ocean. And it's because of basically human error, is what it comes down to, spatial
Yeah.
disorientation. And I kind of felt like those previous episodes, did they hit on his kind of like, I mean, he has this privilege as a Kennedy that he doesn't see things, but I kind of wish they would have, like, he doesn't see things as a normal person, you know. But I wish they kind of would have looked at it more of like, he almost thinks he maybe is invincible, because how would you not, like, you know, you don't want your instructor, you have an injured foot, which actually hurt, like, you know, you shouldn't be flying with an injured foot. There are a lot of things going on. I kind of wondered about that. Also, I feel like the middle could have maybe benefited from a bottle episode about Lauren. Those are
Oh,
my
that would have
thoughts.
been interesting.
Yeah. Because she kind of gets short shifted again in this entire story.
Sure. I gotta say, the last episode, first of all, I'm glad we don't see the plane crash.
Me too.
There is a, because I look up weird shit like this all the time. There is like a there are several versions of like a simulated of what happened to them, and the way that like the plane like essentially nosedives into the water, it's really horrific.
Yeah.
And I like that they didn't show that, because I was expecting that to happen. But then I got like, holy fuck, Constance Zimmer, like come like get
And
that Emmy nomination. Oh my
Grace
God,
Dummer,
the way
both of
that
them
that
are incredible.
incredible. There's a scene where that both of these women are in JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette's loft, and you can tell that like stuff is starting to be, you know, taken out, moved out and stuff. And I just love the way that the camera is set up in that, because it's literally two women at the beginning. It's them sitting at the opposite ends of the table, and Constance Zimmer as Lauren and Carolyn Bessette's mother is very, I don't want to say combative, that's not the right word, but it's sort of, she's very,
Protective. She's
very protective.
protective.
Thank you. That's
Yeah.
a better word for it. And she's like, imagine you know, holding your own and putting sort of the whole Kennedy family machine in its place, the sort of like unmovable presence. I just think she is incredible in that,
And
because
she's been good for so long. Like, I
she
remember
has,
watching
yeah.
her on Good Morning Miami. You remember? Like,
Oh my
she
God.
was, yeah, she's such a good actress who can do anything. And I love that she's like getting a lot of attention, because she's, first of all, you don't even recognize her in this role. She does not look like that
No.
character at all in real life. Like, the silver hair, like, I always think of her as the hip cool mom. Like, I don't know, she's just got the cute haircut. I mean, she was on
Unreal.
what was yeah, Unreal. She was unreal on that.
You were a big, I remember you being a
I
big
was a
fan of her on
huge
that
fan.
show.
I was a huge
Yeah.
fan of that show.
And she, I don't know, I thought it was very interesting that I've seen a lot of people with very extreme reactions to this show,
Yeah.
in terms of like, no disrespect to who they have writing stuff, but like, I didn't realize that the Hollywood Reporter, I think for the whole show, is having, oh, I should pull up her name. They're having a writer recap the whole series, I think. And it was, I'm finding it. The woman who is doing the recaps is someone who worked with
Caroline.
no worked with JFK at George.
Oh, wow.
But like the recap is not even it's not like a recap, in my
Yeah.
opinion. And now this may just be the one that I was reading, but it was basically, I think this was a recap on episode 7, and she just was pointing out stuff that wasn't right the whole thing,
Yeah.
and it wasn't that long. And I understand there's probably an urge to pick that apart, especially when you are so close to things like that. But I was like, this isn't a recap. This doesn't talk about the show. This is a dramatization.
Yeah.
She was like, why are you making JFK Jr. so boring? Why the fight? It's the episode where they get it, the him and his business partner get into a physical fight.
Yes.
And like, I think one of the things she was like, oh, it was an interesting choice that you didn't show that JFK Jr. ripped what's his face's shirt. Like, why'd you do that? And I was like, this isn't, this is maybe this is a little too close. Maybe you shouldn't be doing
Yeah.
that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to
That's
read the rest of
interesting.
them. Yeah,
Yeah.
I was more excited to read it because of that connection, but then I was just like,
Yeah.
I don't like this.
What did you think of the middle episodes, or am I being too hard on the middle episodes?
I went into the middle episodes at, I think you're specifically talking about episodes 7 and 8.
Seven and eight, probably. The wedding six, was that six? Okay, that was okay. But yeah, seven and eight were probably the ones that were the most, I felt like, draggy a little bit.
They didn't bother me. I was expecting them to drag because in my review that I wrote, I originally said I was really sort of impressed.
Oh, that's right. You said you didn't know if they could get an entire nine episodes out of
Yeah,
this. You did
and
say
then
that. I remember
because I
that.
was enjoying how they really sort of spread it out and it didn't feel thin. I think that it didn't bother me at all, honestly, because I felt that the well, first I was a little surprised that they brought up Princess Di in an actual episode. Like they
Right.
see the news that she gets killed, because number one, that Hollywood Reporter article mentioned that, not that incident, but they said that they were worried about it because of Princess Di. And then I was thinking about how him and Princess Di knew each other. So I thought it was interesting to put that in there. Now, there's stuff in, I think that actually those two episodes kind of do a couple of things in terms of kind of showing this isn't a fairy tale,
Right.
and really kind of show, in a lot of ways, it seems that JFK Jr. was a little stubborn in a lot of ways,
Yeah.
and that his
Delusional too, that he kept saying, it'll pass, it'll pass. It's like,
yeah.
no, they're not going to let up here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I didn't mind them, but I could see how somebody would mind them. I think it added some, I think, well, because in the beginning, when you find out that, like, why are they fighting in the beginning, before in the first episode when you
Yeah.
see the plane take off, it's like, why are they fighting? And I don't know. I think that it kind of, I feel like if you didn't have that, it would sort of undercut all of her fears about marrying him in the first place. So,
Oh, I
like,
know that we needed that, but I also feel like the pacing is just kind of slows down where, like, she's just stuck in a room. It's almost like, I mean, that maybe that's what it's supposed to make us feel, is her boredom and her, like, she doesn't have the swinging lifestyle she had before
yeah.
of anonymity, and the fact that it was fun in the beginning, kind of sneaking around, I feel like she hints at too.
Yeah, I didn't realize, like, I mean, the show basically hints that she just, like, stayed in there long
Yeah.
and wouldn't leave. Because I don't know, some of
Yeah.
those, I'm still desperate, very desperate to talk to Sarah Pigeon, about the show. I actually think probably
I
right
think she's
now,
great.
I think she's probably the front runner to
I think
win.
she is too, yeah.
She, I don't know, everything about her in the show I really like. But I don't know, the scenes where there are a couple of shots that I think are very interesting about showing. There's one where they get into a car And, you know, seeing paparazzi bombard somebody, that's not new. We've seen that in a bunch of shows. But there's something about the way that some of the scenes are shot from overhead that I thought were a little, I sort of, you know, give you an idea of how, like, claustrophobic and how they're in their space. Or the scene where she's like, you know, meeting him at a thing and a paparazzo was like, "You fucking cunt." And I was like,
right,
that's fucking nuts. So, I could see how you would think that it drags it, but I didn't feel that way.
It also shows, like, I guess I liked how the beginning kind of told you the context of what was going on, whereas like the 6 or 7 and 8 are kind of just like they're like almost just two people. It's just about the two of them. Whereas I liked kind of seeing you know, what was going on with outside the outside world. So maybe that's why I responded to it, because you're feeling like you are her, baby.
You're like, "I just want to leave. Can we please leave this?"
Yeah, apartment? I'm like, "Let's go see what else is going on. Let's go." But is she stubborn too, though? Because it's also like, you married this guy, you know he's, you know, and she does, you know, show up for that one event at the end, but then she just walks the red carpet she just like leaves. Or she, maybe it was the last one that she actually does and they like kiss on the red carpet. But I feel like she was trying to compromise. I do think she's the front runner, and I think she should be the front runner. And I think that this is a good limited series that should be in contention. And I'm thinking, I'm putting Grace Gummer and Constance Zimmer in supporting actress. I'm putting Naomi Watts in guest actress. Is it Alessandro Nivola? I'm getting his name wrong.
No, that's right. Alessandro Nivola.
Yeah. He probably will get in for maybe supporting actor. Let me ask you, do you think JFK Jr. gets in for actor?
I think he would. I think it would be weird if he didn't get in. I think that it will probably get in for Sarah Pigeon, Naomi Watts, right now. I would say Grace Gummer. I mean, I would love it if Constance Zimmer could get in, but I don't know if people feel like that's too many people from one show.
I don't know. I think she's also kind of like a beloved actor. She's been around forever.
I hope that last episode, Jesus Christ.
And it ends with her words too.
Yeah.
Her reading of that is very powerful. That last, those final moments were really powerful.
I could actually see Naomi Watts missing and Grace Gummer and Constance Zimmer getting in just because of the last episode. Like, Naomi Watts isn't in it for like the back half.
But she's a guest actress.
There is no limited for guest actress.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. I should know this.
There probably should be for a lot of, there's a lot of things that should happen, but
I guess maybe Naomi's not gonna.
Yeah. I don't know. So
I still love it.
Yeah. If she's, I think that she is probably has the most, I don't want to say polarizing reactions. It's, people seem to have opinions about that performance. Which I had an opinion when I started, and then after I was done, I was like, "Nope, I'm just an asshole." I think she's
amazing.
She's been nominated for Capote versus the Swan. Yeah. So I would not be surprised if she gets in.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so other shows in contention. Four limited series. We just had Cape Fear dropped, the trailer dropped today. Did you watch the trailer? I think you did.
I did.
Yes, I think
I did, yes.
Okay. What did you think of it?
I actually feel like Cape Fear, between both versions that we have of it. Hold on, what was the first one? First one's from like the 60s. Robert Mitchum and Gregory Peck. And then, I mean, I think the version with Juliette Lewis and Jessica Lange. I think that's a little bit of the, and De Niro. I think that's probably, in my opinion, the better one. I like that one more. And then
Scorsese did that one, right?
Yeah.
And he's doing this show too.
He's producing it.
Yeah. I've never seen any of them.
Oh my God. It's so, yes. Oh my God. The 1991 one.
The Cape Fear I'm familiar with is The Simpsons.
I think you should perform the entirety of the HMS Pinafore. That is, in my opinion, the best one.
Yeah, I'll take you to heaven before I send you to hell.
I thought the trailer looked really fun. Hold on. Is that one actually going to even be in contention this year?
I think it's coming out soon, isn't it?
Comes out in... if it comes out in... I think the voting window or the of eligibility is at the end of... No, it comes out in June. We'll talk about that next year.
Okay, so not next year. Not eligible. Sorry, we're taking it out of my contention list. Sorry. then why are they... Yeah, I want it to be this year. Okay, so other things in contention. Sorry, should we just cut that entire...
No, maybe people don't know. No, let me ask you, though. What did you think of the trailer?
I liked it. I mean, anything with Amy Adams. And Javier Bardem, I was like, I don't think he'd do a bad movie. I don't think he'd do a bad, like, bad... Like, you know, he wouldn't do a TV. I mean, has he done TV before?
What a great question.
Oh, wait, he did. Oh, my God. He did Menendez Brothers. Okay. Yes, he has done TV before. I'm loopy tonight, folks. I'm sorry. I'm not thinking straight. I feel like he's a good villain. Patrick Wilson. I love seeing him.
Yes.
I'm definitely interested. I'm like, you had me at Amy Adams. I'll just say that. I'll follow her to the end of the earth.
As you should.
Yes. But yes, we'll talk about that in next Emmy season. So let's talk about the other limited series in this category. The ones that I think for sure are going to be in contention. We've got Beef season two, which has Oscar Isaac, Carey Mulligan. I'm missing
Charles Melton, Kinley Sweeney.
That's it. Those are the ones I was thinking of. I don't know anything about this.
I don't know what the beef is. The trailer doesn't show you what the problem is. Right. I have screeners, so I'm excited to watch it. But yeah, I don't know why they're fighting.
Yeah. But I mean, certainly we're going to be talking about that. The Beast in Me I have is limited series. Because I know that was one that, which I thought for some reason it was drama, but yeah, that one with Claire Danes, and I have not caught up to that one, and isn't it? I can't think of people's names tonight.
Matthew Rhys.
Yes, thank you. I that one I feel like is probably in. And then we've got Lord of the Flies, which I'm very excited about, from the creator of Adolescence, or from the producers of Adolescence, not the creator. And then we've got Half Man with Richard Gadd, which I think is funny. We've got these two, like the last two winners of limited series with projects in this category. It's like a greatest hits, like an All Stars, RuPaul's All Stars here.
If it's not like UK versus the world, that's fine. I mean, actually, technically, all three, if you put in Beef, Baby Reindeer, and Adolescence are all three last three. So
I don't want this category, though, become like, you know, the movie theaters where it's just, we're just rehashing IP over and over again. Let's give some new stuff. What else am I missing in this category?
So
DTF St. Louis.
Yeah, DTF St. Louis. Megan, why don't you tell us about your feelings of that?
Okay, so I was really excited about DTF St. Louis. You know, first of all, I learned that it's based on a true crime story that they got the rights to, and it was supposed to star Pedro Pascal and David Harbour, okay? Because it was about, I forget what it was. It was a different story. So then they kind of like changed it around. and said that it like I, there was an Esquire magazine or Esquire article about this week that I read that like it basically got changed to the point where it doesn't even resemble the original story, and now it has Jason Bateman and but David Harbour is still attached to it. Obviously he's in it. And of course Linda Cardellini. I had high hopes for this. I it also has Richard Jenkins, who I love so much. And wait, I'm gonna get the other actress. She's like a newcomer, or she's been in some things, but hold on. I was looking this up. DTF St. Louis cast. It was the other cop with him. I really like her because she really pops. Hold on, give me a second. Jodie Plum. Wait, no, Joy Sunday. She plays Jodie Plum. Joy Sunday. She's really good in this too. But I struggle with it because people don't talk like normal people in this. And this is from the guy from The Patriot. Remember when we watched The Patriot all those years ago? That was the show that was like on Amazon. You remember that show?
Oh my
It's the
God.
same, right? It's the same creator of that.
Okay.
And in the beginning, I was put off because, like, so David Harbour is this like ASL sign language person
Right.
who signs next to Jason Bateman's weatherman, okay? Which I've never seen. Does that happen on the air? I've never seen that happen on the air. So that was like, okay, how is this happening? And then they become friends, and then he says to him something like, oh, why are he like David Harbour says he's not attracted to his wife anymore or something, and he's like, why? He's like, well, you know, I've got something something disease or something. Or he's like, I'm kind of
Oh, isn't this
awkward. So
like,
like,
doesn't his like dick curve like to an extreme
yes, and
angle?
he's just like, and they never explain why having that disease affects the way he is. Like, so I'm just kind
Okay.
of like, and it becomes like a running joke, and I don't know. I feel like when I watch it, I feel like I'm not getting it. There is a tone that is, and I know a lot of people seem to really like it, so this could be just me, but there seems to be a tone where it's the what they're saying should be comedic, but they're delivering it as dramatic, and it's really weird. Like Linda Cardellini's character is insane. Like she keeps saying in this one scene, "No way, Jose, no way, Jose," and like, and that's something she and her husband would say because she's married to David Harbour on the show. I don't know. Maybe I need to keep watching it, but I just I don't know. I did not have strong feelings about it, and I was kind of disappointed. But I know a lot of people are into it. So, but I mean, I think because it's got Jason Bateman, I think, and Linda Cardellini, I think it definitely could get into limited series. But I'm also like wondering, here's the other thing. David Harbour is not people's favorite right now. Does him being in it hurt the chances?
I mean, I guess that's a question of how much of that. I mean, people who do horrible stuff get nominated for stuff all the time, I feel like.
Right.
I guess if he was more of a lead and it wasn't Jason Bateman and him, I feel like that would probably be more of a problem. I don't see anybody talking about
Yeah, I
that.
don't either.
It might be my algorithm, I don't know. But like my best like judge of anything entertainment wise is I ask people that I work with, and no, they're both like, yeah, we watch it. They don't say anything necessarily good or bad about it. They're just like, yeah,
Right.
we watch it. Like they're with it. They're ready
Yeah, I
for
mostly just see people like, yes, I'm watching it. Nobody's like, this is the greatest thing ever. Nobody's,
it.
I
Yeah.
don't know. I still think it probably gets in. I would say if I were picking right now, I'd pick Love Story, Beef, Beast and Me, DTF St. Louis, and then that fifth one, I don't know. It's either maybe Lord of the Flies or Half-Man or something else.
Well, I think it's interesting right now for limited series specifically, unless I'm completely forgetting something. DTF St. Louis is really the only limited series that HBO has, I
Well, I
think.
think Half Man is an HBO Max show.
Okay, well then never mind. So there's that. They have two.
Yeah.
Because I probably think right now, if I was gonna guess, if we're doing five, I would probably say Beef, Love Story, I guess DTF St. Louis. I want to say something Probably maybe Lord of the Flies, and I would probably actually go with I'm gonna go a little left field and say Death by Lightning.
Oh yeah, that's one that people really like too.
Friend of the pod Kevin was telling me that he started watching it, and he said that he like it's a period piece that pops a little bit, and I feel like people did watch that. I feel like
Yeah.
Netflix does usually does very well in limited series. I mean, it won for Beef, it won just last year for Adolescence. They have a bunch of they usually have a good amount of nominees. Hold on, I'm just going through how many in the last, 5-ish, 10-ish years they had. I mean, they had da, 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 da. I should have been better prepared. I accidentally closed the tab. They had Beef. They had Queen's Gambit won.
Right.
Baby Reindeer. I mean, Netflix has won the last three, the last four out of five in
Wow.
this category, which is kind of nuts. So they have this year, they have The Beast in Me, they have Beef, they have Black Rabbit, they have Death by Lightning, they have His and Hers, they have
Oh, his and
Monster.
hers, yeah. Which I've heard mixed things about that, but I did want to watch it.
Yeah, me too. They have Vladimir, they have Lord of the Flies, they have Wayward. Like, they have a bunch of stuff. Obviously, stuff will get more precedence than the other, but I mean, like, they have a good stake in this claim. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Are you ready to talk about a different series, a different category?
Different branch. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get. Can we get a drama?
Yeah, let's
Let's end on a
go drama.
fun
Drama!
note.
Wait, I thought we were doing comedy. We didn't do comedy yet.
Let's do drama first.
Okay.
Unless
Oh,
you
we're
want
ending
to
on a
do,
fun
unless you
note.
want.
You're just like, I'm so sorry. I'm so loopy tonight. Folks, I had a colonoscopy today, so I'm a
Oh wow, you're
little.
just really laying it out.
I was gonna lay it out. I'm feeling a little weird. Okay, let's go to drama series. So we've got The Pit, obviously, right? I think it's even you.
Far and away.
Yes. Pluribus. Yes.
So wait, there are eight slots. Are we talking about are you counting on what
Yeah,
you're
I'm just
predicting
kind of
now?
going through like what is in contention, what, and then we can kind of talk about like, or what is probably going to happen, and then to be in contention. So,
Sorry. So
Pluribus.
the pit.
Euphoria. Do we think Euphoria? Okay.
That could be a hot
Okay,
mess.
sorry. How about so The Diplomat? Slow Horses. Stranger Things. Paradise.
Paradise didn't get in last year, but I imagine that'll prove to be. People are watching this show, so yeah.
People are watching that show, yeah. Okay, then I have Task. So that would be eight, right?
That would be it, yeah.
But so is the Gilded Age, that they came off of a really good season, right?
Yeah,
So
it did not do well at the guilds at all.
the Gilded Age didn't do well at the
No.
guilds. Let's
No, it
think.
didn't get any actor nominations. It didn't get in for ensemble. So it did it, which was a little surprising. But it's the third season is the best season, so
Yeah, I don't. That's why I'm like surprised that it's not ranked higher in some of the
yeah,
things I've read.
you know, I'm wondering a show that I feel like is growing in momentum is Industry.
And that's funny because I love that show, the first season. The second season was okay. The third season I did not like, and I have not come back to the fourth season. And I do wonder, that show is one of the smartest shows on TV in terms of like the lingo and everything. But I
Yeah.
don't know anybody, I don't know if it how will it have caught on at this if it hasn't caught on from seasons one
That's
through
true.
three, how is it going to catch on for season four? I don't know. which I thought it was going to be its last, but apparently it's not. It's coming back for season 5.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, this is somebody who has never watched that show.
Okay.
It does feel like that show seems very hot, like, online. Like, people are reacting a lot to it.
Yeah.
From your perspective, do you feel like that the show, I don't want to say is changing, but the show is getting a much bigger reaction online, and therefore, I don't say, like, are they doing it to, like, shock people or keep people interested? It just feels like, I feel like when that season, did the season end? I don't know, but it feels like there was just, like, a lot of stuff that were like, did you see industry? And part of it, I don't say it feels manufactured, but part of it was just like, this is, again, somebody who never watched it.
Well, I do feel like it's kind of an online show, if that makes sense. Like, sure. It's a show that mostly people are talking about online, as opposed, I know it's gotten comparisons to Succession. Succession was a show that also started out, like, you know, had no nominations in its first season. And then people kind of discovered it. And then it just, like, took off. Industry is a little more, it's a little younger. It's a little, it's kind of gotten away from what I liked about it, which was the stock, like learning about the stocks and all that stuff. I thought that was fascinating. And that's what I didn't like about the third season, is it became more of a soap opera. Like, it became, and I think that's kind of where it's, even though I heard there was one episode everybody was saying was like one of the greatest episodes of television this year, I've not watched it, but then I don't see anybody, I don't know, I just feel like the Emmys would have taken notice by now.
Yeah, because it's not gotten anything.
No, never. Not even like an acting award. And like, I don't know. I do think it's kind of a little bubble show. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I want to bring up The Morning Show.
I was literally about to bring that up.
Because I think, I don't know whether this gets in or not. Because I, as a huge Morning Show fan, have not finished this latest season.
Oh, why?
Yeah. I just wasn't into it. I don't know. I think that, I don't know. I should finish it, but I was, once, first of all, Greta Lee is one of my favorite characters on the show, and she departs in the middle of it. And I was like, oh, wait, she's going to come back, right? And then they were like, no, she's gone. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like one of my favorite characters. And it does have new dynamics. I don't know. I feel like of all the seasons, this one is the weakest to me in terms of, I don't know. I do wonder, I mean, I do need to finish it, but I do wonder if that, because nobody's really talking about that one either. Like, usually, at least, people love to hate on that show, but I feel like this, I don't even know how it ended. Usually I know something big happened. Like, what did Bradley do? What did what happened to Alex? Like, I don't even know. And nobody talked about it online. So that kind of tells me a lot. I don't know.
And that didn't get, I don't think, anything.
It's kind of fallen a lot.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten anything at SAG. Did it get anything at SAG? No.
No.
This year.
I don't think so.
It's kind of nuts.
Wait, did it get... Did Billy Crudup get nominated?
I thought he got a Golden Globe. Let me look.
Maybe.
I'm on the Wikipedia.
Let's see. The Morning Show, SAG Awards. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, obviously.
Such a big-ass cast. Jesus.
And it just keeps getting bigger, too. And also, they just keep focusing on Billy Crudup. Billy Crudup was nominated for SAG in 2026.
Wow.
And actually, he completely annoys me on this show. He's a great actor, but I just feel like this character I just don't care about. Like,
yeah, he got Golden Globe, Critics' Choice, the actor. Because last year it got Billy Crudup, Jennifer Aniston, and cast. And I think it got...
I think it just got Billy Crudup this year.
That's crazy. That's nuts. Yeah, maybe that's the bloom's off the rose.
I feel like it is. So then I need to watch Task. I know David Phillips is a huge fan of that show.
Oh, it's so
So
good.
is it good? You like
Oh
it?
yeah,
Okay.
it's really like that that show has the strength about that show is the kind of thing where that mayor of Easttown had, where they just feel like real people, but like they feel like I don't know, they don't feel like actors in a weird way. Sorry,
Yeah.
I'm yawning. And I'm a little surprised that they are positioning that for drama and not
Limited
limited.
series.
But the thing is, like, Mark Ruffalo is going to come back, and I think the only other person that they've announced in the cast is Mahershala Ali is in season two.
Oh,
And of
really?
course, yeah. So I kind of wish it was. Because the whole show is about like a task force that is assembled to take down like a drug like cartel, for lack of a better phrase. And stuff goes horribly, horribly wrong. And it's only like six or seven episodes. It's really good, very, very well paced. I think the acting's great, but I kind of wish that every season was like a different
Yeah.
thing. But it's great. It's really good.
Okay. I need to see that. I need to see Paradise too. Diplomat, I don't know if that would be for me because I think that's more of like
You know,
the American.
I've never watched that show, but I'm always attracted to watch that show because the seasons are so short.
Oh, really?
I think
This
they're only,
is
I think they're only.
the fight. You are just all about the shorts. You really are the shorts king.
Well, no, it's just that I'm so, the list of shows that I have that I need to watch are so long. If you can, I've never watched The Diplomat. I think it's on season, what, three now? And
Yeah.
I think each season is only six episodes.
Yeah.
And I heard it's just like a fun show, and I know people like watch that show, like quote unquote regular people watch that show. I'm gonna look now. The Diplomat.
Well, I mean, I definitely think with Kerry Russell winning the SAG, that's definitely a boost for the show.
Yeah, season one is eight, season two is six, season three is eight.
Yeah, I haven't watched Slow Horses either. These are all lots of things that I need to watch.
Another, maybe I'm thinking of Slow Horses, seasons are short. I'm
Maybe.
looking it up. Yeah, it's on its fifth season. Each season is six episodes.
Interesting. Do you have anything else to add?
Who knew that I would, you know, get so turned on by something so small?
I
That's a dick joke for the people in Middle America that subscribe.
Okay, this is the
No.
clip. Yes, it has to be. Okay, so we have the, so anything else to add in drama series here? What are you thinking? Anything else that you want to
I
say?
wonder if something like maybe A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms could get in.
I was wondering about that too.
I
Because I
don't
know
think.
people seem to really like that show. They say it's a little more lighthearted. Sorry, I
Well,
didn't mean to cut you.
I don't like watching. I'm not into Game of Thrones, whatever. I heard this one is a lot more fun, and when I think Clarence told us a couple of weeks ago that it is, because I asked him because someone described it as a comedy. I was like, it's not a comedy. What are
Yes.
you talking about? People die. People get blah. And
Yeah.
Clarence had told us that it's definitely lighter, and it made me a little bit more like maybe I want to watch it. And the guy who's like super, super tall in it is very hot. I think he's a former soccer player. He was on the second season of Bad Sisters. A Knight of those. What is his name? His name is Peter Claffey, who plays Sir Duncan Dunk the Tall. So maybe
You're
I'll,
Sir
yeah.
Joey the short.
Yes. That season, only six episodes. What is going on? The Madison, six episodes.
Yes,
Let's
I
get
mean
into it.
Clayton Davis at Variety has Madison in drama series. I mean, but Taylor Sheridan's shows have never gotten in. Is this like...
But every other Taylor Sheridan show never had Michelle Pfeiffer.
Ah, I love that.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I love that.
She's the only reason I've said it probably every week since that show started. I was just like, you are going to get me to watch a Taylor Sheridan show by putting Michelle Pfeiffer, and she looks sad, and she's just crying over her dead husband. Like,
is that what happens?
I think so.
She's married to Kurt Russell. Does he die in that?
I think he's dead. I think that's the whole premise of the show. Like, she's...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's, like, her overcoming her grief.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, spoilers for the
Madison. Yeah. I mean, I don't think something like, I don't think Alien Earth is going to get in. Oh, what about the Testaments?
I was wondering about that myself. It's got Chase Infinity. It's got Handmaids. I just wonder if we're like, are we handmaided out? We're living in Handmaid's Tale.
Well,
now.
The TV.
We really want to watch it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I know it will happen, and I will give the epic Liz Lemon eye roll. Not eye roll, because this, whatever. I feel like the first person that says, well, maybe at least the Television Academy will get it right and nominate Chase Infinity. And I was like, it could happen, sure.
Yeah.
I like that trailer. I thought that trailer looked, I don't know, I thought it looked solid. I don't know. Maybe a fresh start. A fresh start to all the trauma.
I don't know how I feel about it. It's just, that is a show that is very hard to watch. That probably, I just don't know what it's doing at this point, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah, we are living in.
Yeah. It's like, oh, do I want to go outside or do I want to put it on my television? Do I want to go to a No Kings protest or do I want to put my TV on?
That's okay. The clip.
Okay, so anything else to say about drama series?
No.
Okay, let's end with a laugh then. Let's go. Ha ha ha, to comedy. Okay, so there's a lot in this category. So I have The Bears coming back, right? Even though I have in my Gold Derby predictions, I have them shut out. I'm not like...
The Bears. Hacks, the Bear.
Abbott Elementary, Shrinking, Only Murders in the Building, Nobody Wants This. Those are the ones that I'm sure of. I am throwing out there, I guess, Rooster. We've got two more slots. I also think The Chair Company should be considered.
So wait, you said Abbott Elementary, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking. Nobody wants this.
Bear, Hacks, Abbott Elementary, Shrinking, Only Murders in the Building, Nobody Wants This. And then I think, so we've got two more slots to like.
So The Chair Company?
I think The Chair Company could get in. Could and should.
Yes.
And then we want to talk Rooster, maybe? I haven't seen it, but I know if you, what are your thoughts on it?
I like it quite a bit. I have seen the first four. I'm going to do like a late review on the site. I'm going to see how many episodes that is. Rooster. HBO. It's got a lot of like, it's got a lot of elements that I think would be very attractive to people in terms of like Steve Carell and what's his face from Jamie Tartt from Ted Lasso.
Hold on. Why can't I think of his name right now? Phil Dunster, right?
Phil Dunster, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in it. Daniel Deadwyler's in it.
I knew she was in something.
Yeah, John McGinley from Scrubs, Annie Mumolo. It's created by Bill Lawrence, who did Ted Lasso and Shrinking. I really like it. And I think the first couple episodes don't really. I didn't know what the show was really about until maybe like the beginning, at the end of episode two or the beginning of episode three. Not, and I say that in a complimentary way. Like, I thought it was about, it's basically him getting a job at like an Ivy League school where his daughter works. He originally is there to speak, and then they offer him a position as like a year-long position as like an artist in residency. And I didn't know what that was when I first started watching it, and I just think it's really trying to see how many episodes this first season is. Okay, it's 10. I don't know. It does that Bill Lawrence thing that I think Shrinking does really well. Something that I thought was really kind of that became a little obnoxious for me with Ted Lasso was I think the emotion is a little more effortless. I thought the problem that I had with Ted Lasso in my initial watch was it felt a little forced to me. I could see that getting in, especially on the strength of Steve Carell. It's a very good God, if this is like a fireplace, cozy, warm. I know it's something very comforting about it. I'm not really articulating very well, but I really like it. So long rambling thing. It's good. Yes, I could see it getting nominated.
I find it fascinating too that so many of our award-winning shows recently have been about toxic masculinity. Like, I was thinking about that while watching The Pitt. Like, The Pitt is about, like, not toxic, but like men dealing with their emotions. Like, Ted Lasso was so much about that.
Yeah.
The Bear is about that. I feel like we've really hit a run, like, this golden year, like, age of men dealing with their emotions on television, and maybe Roosters sounds like something similar to that.
Yeah, I just think it's really I think I also just listened to Amy Poehler just interviewed him on her podcast last week. And I think that I didn't kind of realize how Steve Carell as a person is like oddly very shy. And not in, I don't want to say he's introverted, but he just seems like a genuinely nice person. And I
Yeah.
think the way that I came to know who he is this like raucous, inappropriate 40-year-old version kind of
Yeah.
thing. And she pointed out, she's like, you die a lot on your shows. You got killed off on Four Seasons. You got killed off on The Morning
Oh, I
Show.
didn't know he got killed off on Four
Oh,
Seasons.
sorry, spoilers.
Oh, wow. He got killed off on the morning show. He got killed on off on that show with Domhnall Gleeson,
Oh,
the
patient?
yeah, I did not like that show.
Nope, me either.
I didn't finish it because
Me
of that.
either.
I found out what happened, and I'm like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, you're right. He does. I didn't know he died on Four
Sorry.
Seasons. That's interesting. What do you think of? So we didn't talk about the comeback, but this is a great segue for that. Yeah, what do you
Yeah.
think of the new season?
I wonder if since season three deals with AI and deals with, so it's like dealing with the post strikes, post LA fires, post this and that. I wonder if it could actually get its first series nomination. I binged through, because this is the final season, I binged through the show. It's only like 12 episodes in the first season, I think, 8 episodes in the second season. I actually don't think I ever finished season two when I went through it. Season two, last night I watched it, I was crying in my house. And there's a lot of emotional stuff that I didn't forget or that I had forgotten from season one. I just think if you want like a real comedy comedy in this category, I could see something like The Comeback getting in, because she, Lisa Kudrow, has been nominated twice.
She's always
for
nominated.
always
Yes.
nominated for that. I watched her speech last night when she won for Friends. She was nominated like two times before she won for Friends, obviously different time. She's just so funny. And the thing is about something that I'm really impressed with, it's almost every time that I've seen it, because the first season came out in 2005, the second season came out in like 2014,
2015.
That's nuts. And this is 2026. It almost feels like for the character that she built, there is no, what's the word? There's no discrepancy in the performance at all.
Yeah.
Like it's really kind of crazy. And I wonder if, I don't know where the rest of the season goes, but people who have seen it say that it's just brilliant, just keeps getting better and better. I wonder if that is, it could get in for writing, Michael Patrick King could get in for directing. I could see, you know, a number of things getting in for that show. And I just think that I would love to see her win again. What if she beats
Jean Smart. Oh my God.
I don't know.
That's crazy. I have never watched it before until this new season. I would say at first I was kind of like, oh, it's a little, the pace is a little slower, I felt like. But then now that I think about it, I'm kind of like, oh, I want to keep watching because it is so silly. The things like her showing, it's so cringy. It's so hard to watch her show up at like that, like, oh, I'm Valerie Cherish. And they're just like, oh, you're a day player. Go over there. You know, it's just hard to like see her. It's all cringy stuff. It's very cringy, and which I love cringy stuff, but I also wonder if one of the reasons why it'll get more notice this year is because it deals with the strike. It mentions the strike a lot.
Yeah, the strikes and
her and Fran Drescher was pretty funny.
The video, because I rewatched episode two earlier. I needed a palate cleanser as I was finishing Love Story. And the the part where it's the girl Patience is filming her on her phone, and she's filming Fran Drescher like talking to the crowd, like, and we AI will come for your jobs or something, and the crowd's like boo, and then the phone like goes over to Valerie Chan, she's like boo. It's like it's so stupid,
yeah,
and so smart at the same time. It's just, I want to see her. Lisa Kudrow, in my opinion, should have more than one Emmy.
Yeah, she should.
Did you also see, she has one of those videos where she goes through like moments in her career. I think it's Vanity Fair. Did you see the her like flawless Parker Posey impression?
No.
Because they did Clock Watchers together. And the beginning of the video is like her talking about like the inconsistencies in the shot. Someone's like, oh, it'll work. And she, the way that it's her voice, the way that she channels Parker Posey's voice is insane. She's like, no, you can't use that. No, it's freaky. It's the most, for having what, a year after hearing so many faggots screaming, Piper, no, lorazepam. Like, Lisa Kudrow knows like a good actual impression. I'll send it to you. It's so good.
Yes, please do. Yeah, I would love to see the comeback in it. That would be really exciting. And because it reminds me of kind of like a female version of Curb Your Enthusiasm a little bit. Just like her running around LA and talking to people, having awkward moments and stuff. I'm going to keep watching. So,
are you going to go back and watch any of the other ones?
Maybe after. I want to stay up to date with what's going on now, but I might go back and rewatch.
I think you could get through season two, since it's short and the episodes are only half an hour. I basically rewatch. I don't even remember if I saw it originally, but I watched that in like a day and a half. And I think I would love to talk to you about the reason why I was such a mess. It's the finale of season two. I was a wreck watching it.
I wanted to ask you about, do you think the show is like her, one of one of her, they mentioned Mickey in the second episode, how he passed away during COVID. Do you think the show is missing that a little bit? Because I do remember seeing him a lot. He passed away in real life in 2017. Do you think that that like has affected the dynamic at all? Is there, do you, I was wondering about that.
I miss him because he's very much, the funny thing about his character is, he's her hairstylist for people that don't know. And he's always, if she's like doing an interview or when she's just talking, his like hand will come into the frame with like a brush and just like brush like this, like one piece of hair. Like it's just picking at it. And he, the reason why I was so emotional was because of he, it's involving him in season two.
Right. Isn't and, it the last episode she goes running to him because he's in the hospital?
Yeah. She, he collapses and she, it's the whole season is leading up to her getting an Emmy nomination.
Yes.
And at the Emmy is like right when they sit down, she finds out that he collapsed and she's like, what do I do? And she gets up and leaves. And I was a wreck the entire rest of the episode. And she, they watched the Emmys together in his hospital bed. And it was really sweet. I don't necessarily think that the show is missing something. Well, I mean, it is missing something because he's such a cheerleader for her. In terms of who sees Valerie Cherish for the version that she wants to be, he looks at her with such adoration and sweetness and care, and he's very protective of her. So I do miss that so far, but it's still, I wonder if maybe his absence due to his tragic passing even will, like, I don't know if this sounds bad, but like push the character in a way that we haven't seen. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out.
That's interesting. Okay, so other things in this category, we've got Margo's Got Money Troubles in comedy.
Thought that was a limited series.
We both thought that was a limited series. That'll be interesting to see how that plays if they do continue it as a comedy. I mean,
you've read the book.
I've read the book, yes.
Do you think the show, have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
Does it look like a good representation of the book?
It looks kind of better than the book. The thing that I had a problem with in the book is that she meets this guy. You know, she starts doing OnlyFans to make money. And she meets this guy who pays her a bunch of money. And, like, she falls in love with him. But it's also, like, there's a weird, like, they don't kind of talk about his issues with it. I don't know. He's got, this character has issues. And I feel like they kind of just gloss over the fact that, you know, he's paying her. And he's claiming that he, like, I just remember it being like not necessarily handled well, but I don't know. It looks like I don't see that character in this. So maybe they remove him completely. I don't know. But, and that was just something maybe I need to read. Maybe if I reread it, I would like it better. But I just remember being like, this is strange. This is strange that she's falling in love with somebody who's paying her to, you know, send nudes and more. But I am really interested in that one though, because I did enjoy the book, and I think it's just fun and a different take. I love stuff like that. So that is one definitely to watch. What do you think of Jury Duty Company Retreat? I have not started it yet. I've heard good things, but I'm having the same problem I have with season one, where I don't want to watch it because I don't want to see somebody get, like, you know, tricked. Even though I liked that season, but
I've seen the first episode, and I think the reason why it works, I'm basing this off of one episode. I think the first season is a little funnier, but they bring in a more, you know how in season one, I think it's the scene where they're at the restaurant and then he realizes that they feel like a little bit like a family.
Yeah.
That is sort of more present from the very beginning because it's supposed to be a company, like a small, like mom and pop company. The guy, I think it works because the person that they cast, for lack of a better phrase, is a golden retriever. Like, like they just seem like a nice person, a good person. Like something happens involving a proposal in the first episode, and he handles it very, very well in a surprising way. Now, I think because I watched the first episode with a group of people who hadn't seen any of it. Well, one person saw the first season, and he was excited to watch the second season. So we watched the first episode of the second season, and then everybody else was like, "I don't really understand the mechanics. Tell me what it is." So we went back and watched season one, episode one, and it felt like season one had a little bit more. It felt a little sharper. And it felt a little funnier. At least the crowd I was with was laughing a lot more. Maybe season two is a lot more build up or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I also feel like Jury Duty season one, it becoming the Emmy player that it did, was a real sort of like, it was a total like underdog.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Right. So maybe. It's definitely in contention, but I don't know if I'd put it in my, like, top eight. I'd probably, if I were doing it right now, I'd have the last two as Chair Company and The Comeback.
I need to watch The Chair Company.
You do need to watch The Chair Company. Actually, I'd probably put Rooster in The Comeback, but Chair Company is the one I really want to put in there.
Yeah.
I also want to just plug Ted Season 2, which was very funny. There's an episode, Joey, where Ted's dad, for better lack of a word, John's dad, has a heart attack. And I don't know if I told you about this.
No.
His character has a heart attack because he's arguing about the O.J. Simpson case. This takes place in 1994 or something, 1995. So he's arguing about the O.J. Simpson case, and he has a heart attack.
Okay.
And he goes to the hospital. They're like, do not upset him. And like, and they have his cousin, John's cousin, Blair, who's like a very liberal young woman, lives with them. They're like, do not upset him. And then the verdict comes out the next day, because they say if you upset him, he could die, he could have a heart attack again. So the verdict comes out the next day. They're like, what are we going to do, because he's going to be very upset, this could kill him. So they decide to start making their own newspaper that has like headlines that he would like OJ guilty. It's also like, he's also a Catholic Republican, which is like when Republicans weren't as evil as they were now. Sorry, people.
No, they're bad. You can say that. I'll say Republicans are shitty.
Okay, he was like a Catholic Republican, so he hated Hillary Clinton. It's like, Hillary Clinton is a man. And he's like, I knew it. Like, these are all the headlines. Like kangaroos aren't real animals. He's like, I knew that too. This is all stuff I want to read. It's really funny. Really, so really dumb. Alana Ubach also has an episode where she goes to jail because she takes
I've seen clips from that, and
she's like, can I have a hug, 69? That's my favorite line. Because one of the girls' names is 69. She's like, 69, can I have a hug? It's so
I saw like I Alana Urbach, the treasure that she is, like, yes. What is the is there something from a hot dog in season one?
I can't remember.
There's something about her. I watched most of season one, and there's something that she did in season one where I can't remember what it is, but she had me laughing so I could not control myself. Like, I literally thought I was going to pee my pants.
Well, she also has this great line this season where she's talking to Johnny, and she comes home from jail. She's only there 10 days. And she's like, don't worry, John. She's like, I'm here for you. I'm going to die here. And the way she says it, and John goes, good.
Oh, God.
If you want like a true comedy show that will make you laugh, Ted is that show. I love it. And I also think it's probably ending on season two, because it ends where it kind of says, like, and then John went on to do this and married a girl and then divorced her, kind of like previews the other movies. I'm like, no, I need more of this. Also, the girl who plays Blair, it's hold on. She's a Nepo baby, but she's very good.
Isn't that show like notoriously expensive?
It probably is. It's Georgia Wiggum, who is, what's his name? Oh, Her dad is, hold on.
Steve Wiggum? Oh.
No, hold on. Looking this up, please keep amongst yourselves. He, her dad is Shea Whigham. I wanted to say it was Shea Whigham.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Makes sense.
She's fantastic on the show. If she doesn't get another show, I mean, she's just so funny. She's so funny. It's a throwback to Elf, I think, most of the show. It's like Elf, like a foul-mouthed Elf.
Oh my God.
It's great. So anyway, yeah, anything else to add in the comedy category?
The one that I'm actually very curious about that I just forgot about until now is I feel like there's going to be a lot of eyes on Big Mistakes.
What is that?
That's the Dan Levy one.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. You're probably right.
It comes out, I think, on Friday. I think so. Hold on. Let's see. Big Mistakes. Netflix. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Let's see. Oh, April 9th. It was created by Dan Levy and Rachel Sennett. Laurie Metcalf is in it. Never count on Laurie Metcalf. He wrote pretty much. He wrote one, two, three, four of the like half of the series. So I don't know. I feel like a lot of eyes will be on that. I'm sad that like Palm Royale probably isn't going to repeat that second
I was
season.
wondering about that too.
She got a SAG nomination. I'm sorry, an active nomination, but the show got canceled. I don't think it's it did not have as good of a reception the second time. And I've started The Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins.
Yes.
That's a fun, if people are like yearning for like an old school sitcom-y type of show.
I have a pitch for that you might want. So let me send that over to you.
I'm just really
Because you and
desperate.
I are sharing that, right? We're not
Yeah,
to do
I am. I am not to give things away on the. Yeah. I just think it's. I'm also been on a surprise, a 30 Rock binge.
Yes,
it's
and Tracy Morgan is one of our most underrated actors. The fact that he was only nominated once for 30
it's
Rock.
only once.
He was only nominated once.
That's criminal.
It's insane. He is so friggin' good on that show. He like so many one-liners. Sometimes I think he's just as good as Alec Baldwin on that show.
Oh yeah.
He's just as good as Tina.
He's actually probably better than Alec Baldwin because he has to play the absurdity so
right.
Straight and in a weird way very earnestly.
Yes. Yeah.
It's I am a Jedi. It's just,
I always think that they revealed everything. My addiction to prescription glasses. I love that line. There's so many good lines from him. That's a good call. I need to get back on that one because I think I have screeners, but I was waiting to watch it on TV. So, good call.
I think the good of it is, I think one of my favorite lines was like, I lost my mood ring and I don't know how to feel about that. It's the dumbest. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nothing else. Sorry.
Yeah,
nothing
I
else
guess
for
that's
coffee.
it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, this was a really good conversation. Yeah. So let's move into our flash forward. What are you looking forward to this week?
I have so many shows I want to catch up on. The luxury of having a little bit of time after the Oscars. I don't know how, if you feel this way, but sometimes when I know that I have stuff to watch, like I have screeners to The Testaments for Beef, for Margot's Got Money Problems, for a lot of stuff that we talked about today, The Audacity with Billy Magnuson, who I love. I have this weird feeling, and tell me if you think this way, that as soon as I start watching something and I start to like, take notes and prepare for stuff, it just feels like the roller coaster will start to come down the hill on Emmy season and we'll get so busy really fast.
I mean, I feel like that all the time. So I feel like we're always doing stuff like that.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm looking forward to catching up on TV. I'm going to finish Rooster, some of those other shows I mentioned. I have screeners to Hacks. I want to catch up to like the Ed Gein, get back into freaking my husband out by walking around going mother, and he'll be like, stop doing that. I'd be like, mother. So I want to catch up on a lot of stuff before I get really crazy busy. I want to watch The Beauty. We should do a beauty podcast.
Yes, we should do a beauty podcast. And also, I need to talk to you about that offline about
Okay.
beauty.
And then I'm reading the book I Might Be in Trouble.
I saw that you were reading a book.
Yeah, I can you can read. It's about a gay man who is an author who found success with his first book, and the second book bombed, and his third book they passed on the option, and he doesn't his agent tells him, they're like, write something completely new, go in a completely different direction. And the day that that happens, he meets like a mysterious stranger, like the perfect man. They go on a date and they have sex and they're like gallivanting around the city. And then the next
Like
morning
it's
he
like
wakes.
before sunrise and like a
But
romance, or
then
like before
he
sunrise.
wakes up and the guy's dead.
Oh, this
So
sounds
it feels a
terrible.
little bit,
It
feels what?
sounds terrible.
Like the book or the situation?
The
Oh.
situation.
It's basically like when I mentioned it to Jason, he was like, oh, so it's like a gay flight attendant. I was like, oh, yeah, pretty much. So that's what I'm doing. What about you?
So I think I'm finally going to see Project Hail Mary this
Oh, I'm gonna
weekend.
probably see it this weekend. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can discuss it next weekend. Next week. Also, I'm reading The Dirt, which is about Motley Crue, and I'm really enjoying it. Even
It's
though it
so
hits some,
random.
I know it's so random, but it's really good. They are the most disgusting people I've ever met. I've ever not met, ever read, and they're real. And but also like sad, incredibly sad stories. What else am I doing? I'm trying to watch as much television as I can. I guess listening to Robin like crazy.
Oh yeah.
Sexistential is great. I can't wait for my next thing on my list is we also Ray had an album that came out the same day.
Oh.
This Music May Give You Hope is the album title, I think.
Okay.
Ray, love her. Also, Jessie Ware is coming out with an album in
I
April.
love Jessie
So
Ware.
I know. Have you listened? She has a song with Coleman Domingo in the beginning.
No.
I'll st he's like, you know what you got? You got yourself a good woman. I'm like, that's Coleman Domingo, because I know they're
My
friends, and he got
favorite
to listen to
friend.
it. Yes, yeah, he got to listen to some of the album. He boasted about that. And I was like, Coleman,
God.
I didn't know you were on the album. So yes, lots to look forward to. But that's probably about it for me. So, should we get the hell out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, follow the contending on all of our social channels on Instagram, X, Facebook. Subscribe to this and look for lots of interviews coming up too as Emmy season comes about. We're going to have a lot of good stuff. And we're wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.